Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
I gotta give you credit, BT, because unlike some other Yankee fans, you handled yourself very well. You took it like a man. You stood up on Monday and took it very well, the fact that Soto turned down the Yankees and left them to come to the Mets. Some others did not take so kindly to it. One of those Yankee fans is on the line right now with us, Nick Totoro. Nick, you know I love you. That was your reaction to Soto was kind of, I thought out of line, Nicky. Come on.
Come on, Sal, take it easy. It's social media, my friend. You know that.
You're throwing a bat. You're saying, you know, screw you and the horse you're
rode in. He said F you.
I can't say that.
Listen, I said F you. You know what I mean? It's like you had a hot affair. You know, one year it was the greatest affair of your life. And then she dumps you. She dumps you for your cousin. So you're hurt a little bit. That's all. I mean, I'm just blowing off some steam.
I get it.
At the end of the day, listen, I get it, man. This guy's a bit of a diva. He's a great, great hitter. Can't catch a fly ball. We all know that.
Can't run.
You know.
Can't run.
I mean, he can't run. You know, BT's right. Can't run. And then listen, I mean, one guy does not make a team. We got to the World Series with a very flawed team, and he's flawed himself. So, in a way, you know, the Yankees might have, the Mets did them a favor by signing this dude because... You know, You got to improve the team. We haven't won with these stars. We haven't won just trying to be sexy all the time. It's time to build a really good team. You know, they're starting with Max Fried. I don't like the years, but I like the pickup. And I think that's what they got to get better defensively. When the Yankees were great, they weren't that sexy. They were really good, man. They were just really good. And it's back to getting that. Yeah, was I a little over the top? Sure. But that's what I do.
Well, we love you, Nick. We love you because of your passion, your fire. I can't get enough of the videos. It's funny, so I'm just busting your chops here.
Just thinking about him throwing the bat.
It's hilarious. It's great. You're a legitimate, passionate sports fan. We've talked about this many times over where some other guys in Hollywood are not. But if he can't run and he can't catch and maybe he's a little bit overrated, why are you so mad?
That's a good question, man.
Because I like the dude. I like him a lot. I like him and Judge together. I fell in love with his kind of presence, his aura. I went out last year. I saw him opening day in Houston. And I've always been a fan of his because he's got that intangible winning, you know, thing about him. He's clutched. He won a big moment for me and for everybody in Cleveland. I went nuts. Like, you know, you give your heart to somebody and then they like, you just had that feeling in your stomach. Like, this dude, I don't know. He's a cold-blooded mercenary guy. He had it in his mind. I don't think he wanted to be a Yankee. I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, I agree with you, Nick.
I don't think the Yankees were for him. I'll tell you, and you're never going to get the truth, but I don't think he loved it there. I think he liked it there, but maybe him and Judge, maybe it wasn't so lovey-dovey. We'll never know the truth, but the bottom line is he wanted the money. He wants his own team. So let him go to the dumpster, Queens. I don't care.
There we go, man. Oh, boy. Hey, listen, he wanted to be Batman, and he didn't like sitting or riding shotgun in, like Robin does in Batman's bike. I mean, he's never going to be Judge. He's not if he wasn't drafted by the Yankees. I know he's a lot younger, so he's going to be more viable for a long time, longer than Aaron Judge, but he's not better than Judge. And, you know, I don't know if that was the main motivation, but speaking of Judge, I want to know from you, Nick, and it's Nick Totoro with us here, BT and Sal. Do you have any issue with Aaron Judge not at least reaching out during the free agency process? A lot of people are getting on Judge. I'm not. What about you?
I'm not getting on the guy. I'm not getting on anybody. But I find that really weird when he said, no, I didn't talk to those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what? Like, nobody really caught that. Like, I didn't talk to any of those guys.
No, we definitely caught it. That's one of the first things we said today, Nick.
I know. But I'm telling you, like, that to me said, you know what? It wasn't as much of a love affair as we thought, like him and all those high fives and all the you know, home run stuff they were doing. I just find it weird that not one guy picked up a phone and said, hey, man, how's it going, man? I hope you come back. I don't think that's Judge's responsibility or anybody's. But when Judge was a free agent, you know, Rizzo was courting him. Other guys were calling him. You know, everybody knew that Judge wanted to be a Yankee because he was a Yankee, came up a Yankee. He didn't want to take the more money and go somewhere else. But, yeah, that's a little odd. That's a very odd feeling that, you know, not one guy reached out. And to me, that kind of smelled, you know, you can kind of read between the lines, like, he wasn't coming back. He wasn't coming back for whatever reason. I mean, he used the Yankees. He had a great year. His numbers were inflated at that stadium. I mean, if he didn't play with the Yankees, I don't think he gets that 700-something. Maybe he gets 600-something. But the Yankees were a perfect, you know, vehicle for him to really up his price. And he knew what he was doing, him and his cold-blooded murderer. You know,
Boris,
that guy's
well, Nick,
a killer.
Nick, you mentioned, you know, Soto gave you one of the great moments at bat. Who could ever forget that in Cleveland? So he's obviously, he had great postseason moments. What was your favorite Judge postseason moment?
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The home run in Cleveland when he tied the game off Class A.
Loved it.
Because I was there. I was there, and it was 3-1. I was like, man, come on, do something, do something. And then Judge just, you know, unloaded. And, you know, I think he was ready to start hitting again. And that last game, man, he just, like, he freed himself up. I think he gets in his head a little bit at the plate in the postseason. I mean, postseason's a different animal, man. You know, and Judge, when he gets in funks, it's harder for him to get out of it. But, you know, you got to love Judge, man, because he's a Yankee. He's Oz, you know, always be Oz. And that's why we love the guy.
That's right.
Why I don't even rip hard into him. I give him that pass because he's a loyal guy. He earned that pass with me. You know what I mean?
Like, but you don't worry.
Soto didn't earn nothing. He didn't earn that.
Yeah, but Soto,
so that's why he got the FU. Whatever.
Understood. But Soto does have a World Series championship. Soto did provide endless postseason moments, whether it's with the Nationals, whether it's with the Yankees. Judge has had that one that you mentioned. The other postseason moments that we remember him for aren't very good.
I know that. And he's got to get over the hump. You know, it took A-Rod a while. A-Rod had 2009. He put us on his back. I mean, you know, you don't want to be remembered for dropping a fly ball, but, you know, listen, it's not over yet. The story's not completely told. So, you know, I think Judge will have his time, man. But people forget Big G was incredible. Giancarlo's never said a word. Came from the Marlins, never said anything. He just always did his thing. I have a lot of respect for Giancarlo, man. That guy was the star of the Marlins. He came to the Yankees. He's never been a diva. He's never complained. He took heat from fans, me, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, you got to love Big G because he's a clutch guy. He's a clutch guy. I mean, Soto is definitely clutch. I'll give you that. He's a winner and he's clutch. But he's a hired gun. He's a mercenary. He's been on four teams. Look, he left the Padres. The Padres they did better without him.
That's what I said.
You never know. Yep. You never know. I'm sure he's going to be a good fit in Queens. The Mets were a fun team to watch last year. I have to admit, they were fun to watch, man. So maybe he thinks they're more fun. Maybe he thinks the Yankees are too stiff. I don't know the truth, but we'll never know the truth. But the bottom line is, hey, man, bring it on. It's now Soto against Judge. You're right.
Yeah.
We had a little fun with it. Enough is enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Nick, by the way, real quick, I don't even need to ultimately get the truth because to me it's irrelevant. He's not here anymore. He's in Queens. You got to move on. So with that being said, what do you need to see here for our Yankees to get back to the World Series and win? What do you want to see this offseason?
What I want to see is a solid baseball team. I want to see a team that plays clean baseball, get a good third baseman, get a good first baseman, put Judge back in right where he belongs. Center field is too much room for him. Get better defensively and strengthen that bullpen. Maybe you bring a Tanner Scott over. I know a lot of people think Bregman is old, but Bregman is a winner. Bregman is a winner. He comes with a certain pedigree. You need to bring some real, you know, baseball players to that team. And need a first baseman. Whether it's this guy Walker or even if Pete Alonso
stop.
Wants to come. I'm not against it.
No Pete Alonso. Stop, Nick. Okay,
no Pete Alonso. That's okay. I mean, I'm okay with you on that one.
Right.
But I'm just saying, get better defensively. Let's catch the damn baseball.
Yes.
And that's how we lost. You know, we would have won game one. Let's face it. That whole World Series would have been different. But the Yankees have always been beating themselves all year. And it just came to roost against a better, solid team. You need guys like a Tommy Edman. You need those kind of baseball players. You know, Kiki Hernandez. You need these kind of guys that can come in and know how to win. You don't need all superstars. You need grinders. That's why I say Bregman is a grinder. You know he could bat second to Judge his third, and he'll do a good job. And he's a winner. I mean, I know he was on the Astros, but I like the guy. I like that kind of ball player. So, I mean, and they need another lefty bat. And if it's Bellinger, it's Bellinger. Because the Yankees never win with just righties. And that's why Soto was so great, because he was a lefty. The Yankees always got to think lefty, lefty. Because in that ballpark, you need lefty. You need to have that balance. Otherwise, they become too predictable when they're right-handed.
Nick, always great stuff with you. And look, you know, you grew up your whole life having a big brother, and now you got a new big brother.
That's right.
The Mets are the new big brother, Nick.
It's all right. Hey, listen.
You didn't have to agree with him there, Nick.
I mean, I didn't really agree with him. You know, We're more on an even playing field. You haven't won anything yet. Like the GOAT, Mike Francesa said, until you got the trophy. Mike Francesa said it. And he's right. You can't gloat yet. You won this one. All right. All right. So you got deep pockets. You got Uncle Stevie now. Modern day George, whatever. But let's see what you do, buddy. Let's see what you do. You're in a tougher league, a tougher division. And, you know, we'll talk. We'll talk when September, October comes.
Look forward to it.
A lot of people go to the Mets. Bad things happen.
All right.
Not saying anything.
We'll see how it plays out, Nick. As always, we appreciate it.
All right, buddy. I love you. You know that.
I love you too, Nick. You're the best, man. Your passion is second to none.
Take care, BT. Yeah,
all right, brother.
Keep him in line. Keep him in line.
We'll keep an eye on him. He's a pain in the ass, as we all know.
I had to get the big brother thing in there. You know, John Turturro, of course, great actor.
Yeah, he kind of accepted that a little bit. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm like,
I think at first maybe he didn't understand what I was saying.
I know.
I don't want to go the little brother route like you've been little brother, and now you're going to be little. I felt like that was too harsh.
Yeah.
So I went the other way with it. But point was made.
And he knows the game. Like, you just tell the way he's rifling through stuff. He's a lunatic on social media. He's doing it for some engagement. He even said that, basically. But he's a crazy Yankee fan who knows game, who knows baseball.
I think he was legit ticked off. Like, he could say that was for show all he wants.
Well, it was, because when you put the camera, to an extent, when you put
that's his thing. He does.
No, listen, dude, hold on. If you got it off the ring camera, when he just jumped, in the, you know what I'm saying? Like, he had somebody put the phone on, and then he went into ballistic mode. But I know it bothers him, but